funny is recording. So if you don't want to be recorded, don't talk. No, that's a joke. I think yesterday we agreed that we would bring to the table what we woke up with, not to make it too complicated. That may be anything, but we also had divided some tasks. But let's just briefly make a round and see what you have or have not planned, come together, dreamt, thought, woke up with, and want to bring. Who wants this start?
I want to start. I was thinking about the question that we had yesterday. Like, how could we tackle or deal with the subject more creatively or more in an aesthetic way or in a critic way?
Oh, good morning!
So late. We just started a really good article. Do you know about the AI box experiment?
No.
You can tell all about it. You can tell us.
Yeah, let's briefly. Shall we create a new pad for notes? Because you started talking, and then I thought, oh, perhaps we need to have a shared document that we can share making notes.
So
we're up for a second beginning. So you're not really late. Can you? I don't know how to create a new document.
Very easy.
I go home to home, or
You go to the home. Box
notes local. And then Etherpad.
Yes.
And then you just
come up with a name. Vibes and today is that.
Well, then make it Vibes Friday.
Vibes Friday.
Tomorrow, today will be.
But I've thought the date. But Vibes Friday.
With or without a dash?
With a dash.
We can also add a. Are we now on the same? Yes. I keep forgetting it. I type.
Is it Vibes Friday?
Yeah. Vibes dash.
Can it be?
No.
Oh, do I get there? And also by going to home.
Sure.
If you go to yesterday's, it will have the address now.
Where? On the top?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I'm wrong. I'm wrong about it.
Yeah, you already put it at the top.
I only have the mics and the other table group.
Are you in?
Yeah.
But when you go on the vibe on this?
Home. You go to home and then it's where to publish?
But when you click on
Vibes.
So it was about the question we all had yesterday about how to critically or.
Are you seeing my typing?
No.
We are hurt.
I don't see it.
Perhaps
maybe
you
I was too fast.
She was like.
Did you create one as well?
Yeah.
She was like.
Oh, then we have two.
1 millisecond earlier, perhaps.
How do we distinguish?
But I think you can.
Can you click on the
copy it?
Like other. Yeah. It's case sensitive. So try to make the V small and the F small, and then we should be on the same.
But perhaps you should copy what you just said.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was fast.
Not a problem.
Try to move fast.
We have to delete this one then, somehow, with the half letters, capitals.
Wow. Just write it at the top, oops.
See, that's nothing on
there.
Yes.
Yeah, but it reminds that we...
yeah, this question about that we don't want the military use or the corporate use, but we were thinking how can we approach it from more creatively or aesthetically. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about this word creativity, which is perhaps too much a container word, which is not really clear what everybody means with it, because I understand creativity as the natural signals in the brain, or like a fire is very creative by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we humans need something more. Then I come to the to be touched. We need to make sense. And this topic of to touch, we want that what we made more critically, non-corporal, non-military, it has to be more creative, but it also has to touch. And to touch, for me, then I jump to make sense. Also this word to make sense originates actually from the senses. So we are looking at something which is creative and at the same time makes sense. And I think
that makes sense.
It makes sense, but it's like it can be personal or it can be within the group making sense. I don't understand this little detail.
Yeah, it's more like when you look into corporate companies, when it has to make sense and it's a functional device, it makes sense.
Yes, and perhaps that's why we go too far away from it, because we connect it with the corporate, but they have a very specific function or goal. But for people, things still need to make sense in a certain way. There has to be this doses of sense, doses of creativity. The creativity, which is actually also the inspiration that gives us new ideas, like this brainstorming we have been doing now for the week. It's like a lot of creativity, but perhaps not enough sense. And creativity alone, it becomes like randomness and unreadable. Mm-hmm. Like they were doing an iMac, emitting the brain activity from the mouse to create the encryption. So it's randomness that emits the brain activity, which is encryption, which means you cannot access it. So if you have too much creativity and only creativity, you lose touch with the senses. So that was also why I was thinking that you suggested a slowdown to get back in touch with the many creative items flying around.
That it makes sense in a small slowdown and making it small.
That you can access it. Does it make sense?
I'm not sure if I understand what you are saying. I mean, when you say in order to, you know, to make sense, are you referring to the meaning making process? Or
depends what you mean with the meaning making process, because there are, I've noticed this week, there are lots of words, but perhaps then we come to the protocols that we have to find out what you mean with a certain word, what I mean to connect, to find a connection.
Mm. Yeah, that's the danger I think we're facing, especially with the word sense. I have actually, with students, done a project around sense, nonsense, senselessness, sensitivity. I'm not sure whether we want to explore it on a word wordy.
Semantic level.
I think that we should perhaps also try to find out what you're trying to say, and you say we need to involve touch. So in a sense there you go.
Not really touch, like in, but perhaps more meaning if you to grasp meaning. Because also with this word protocol, for instance, it has been used a lot this week, and then I wonder, did everybody before use it that much? Or did it grow within this group? Because I was also couldn't find the meaning how it was used within this group. And when I asked, what does you mean with protocol, then I just got the regular meaning, like when you go to the king, there's a protocol, like, yeah, I know, but I want to grasp this, how it emerged within this setting, because all it was like the most used word.
So rather than on a semantic level, you say you work towards meaning. In a way, meaning is also semantic.
Yeah.
But so I added what it does or what happens. I think that's, you know, if we look at Malaya now, she's very much figuring out what happens. And I think that's what we're all perhaps at or that we're interested in.
Yes, I think so.
So it's about a felt experience in a certain sense. So,
To get access to. Because sometimes for me it gets stuck with words. There are a lot of words, like creatively using words in a row.
Yeah.
Where's the meaning? What do you want to say with it? So it keeps on.
Yeah.
And you can go, it's like a creative game, right? You make words in a row. Aha! Somebody else gets inspired, set some other words in a row.
Okay.
But where's, like, to be.
Is it an idea that, well, I've prepared something with words.
Yeah.
So is it an idea to share that and to see, because you had some ideas about, yesterday you said you had some ideas about Gabriel Tard's way of researching, that's also, you know, in a sort of constructive, a worldly way in a sense.
I mean, it's just his, I don't know if anyone's familiar with Tard, but he talks about, he's got a book called The Laws of Imitation, and somewhere in the book he talks about how sociologists are both archaeologists and statisticians. And I was thinking about the idea the idea of the statistician, which is something that used to make me shudder. But then, actually, if you think about computation in general, like any kind of, I mean, especially today, if you're looking at Bayesian analysis or any kind of, or even in systems theory, you wouldn't be able to do any of those things, computer modeling, without statistics. So. And then I start thinking of alternative means, because we were talking about alternative ways of quantifying things. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about alternative types of statistics. Because actually in the book, one of the things that he says is he criticizes a certain form of statistics that he refers to as sort of relating to economics. Mm-hmm. And that when you're looking at trends, because he's doing this in the realms of imitation, so if you can think of trend setting or even things going viral or contagion or something like that, if you look at what's behind that, and if you look at it as if you look at it economically, then you're only trying to find the next trend for the next product. But if you look at it in the way Tard looks at it, it's really trying to figure out what the social desire is. So maybe there's another way of doing quantification, rather than thinking let's not quantify because we're in the realm of computing, so we don't really have an option, to think about looking at different types of desires that can exist in quantification. So maybe another type of quantified self, so in the sense of kind of creating something out of this, and thinking about this kind of thing instead of kind of the self that retrieves from its posture or whatever, there could be some kind of creative self or desiring self. I mean, desire also could be all sorts of different mm-hmm. types of desire. It could be dark desires and, mm-hmm. And things like that. So, yeah, maybe that's... Mm-hmm.
That's very...
Can in sociology there are also lots of fields using statistics. I think it's not only economic.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. Is that actually statistics, in some sense, the popular version, let's say, of statistics is the economic version. Because they're kind of it's always trying to model something for some kind of...
Yeah, but I said, but they are also doing it in lots of other fields, statistics.
No, that's exactly what Todd's saying. He's saying...
He's a sociologist.
Yeah, so he's saying that actually in sociology, when we're doing statistics, we need to be experimental about it. That's the idea.
Okay, so could we design... be inspired by Tade and design our own way of statistics? Perhaps I have something to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the line, maybe someone else wants to make notes then. I'll delete this and I'll say that we got from this experimental designing our own statistics. Yeah?
There is an article by Latour, actually, about this.
Okay.
But could you give a little hint of what this could be, or is it only just an open question?
I think the point is that it's as varied as there are desires. So
yes.
So to limit it would be doing exactly what you would do with the economic version of it, which would
That's
say
what I was thinking.
Yes.
Isn't the problem actually that a lot of people think they're using statistics, but they actually don't know enough about statistical theory that they apply it in completely the wrong way?
Or in the
but there's no wrong
desired
in this
way. Desired way.
No, but there's certain assumptions between using particular types of measures and drawing conclusions out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas one of the first things you need to do is actually verify that you can use these methods.
Yeah.
For example, if you have like the normal distribution, it's called, like with this Gaussian curve.
Yeah.
That's not the only like possible curve there is. So if you use like the measures for it's like really an outlier. Or this is really like a special thing. But actually, the data that you have does not follow that curve.
Yeah.
Then you're just applying statistics in the wrong way
to the wrong data set. Yeah.
Then you're just using the wrong formula for because it doesn't fit to what you're studying.
Yeah. That's it. What is a Gaussian curve usually fit for?
For natural occurrences screening, natural processes.
Natural.
Yeah, but not all. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a number of other like distributions that might apply.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what is the wrong and the right in that sense. So, like, how do you ascertain, like, when you're looking at data, how do you know what model you need to use? There's another, and this is more in kind of economics theory. There's an economist whose name I can't remember now. He talks about how. In economics, even, that's always... So even in the field of economics, it's what you're saying, statistics is always applied falsely. Because the idea is, you have an economic problem, just stick a model onto it and it will work, that kind of thing. And that's always, rather than, there might be another solution.
Did you hear from the Black Swan theory?
I think
there's always like with any statistic model, it's based on the past projected to the future.
Yeah,
which is the main problem, I think.
That's the problem of like statistical mechanics. Yeah, which systems theory is all based on, because it's all on Gibbsian statistics, which takes the data from the past and tries to predict some kind of future. And I guess a lot of AI prediction, so machine learning models are based on that as well, and economic stuff, so the trading algorithms, etc. So really it becomes like a very central part of a lot of computing today.
Shall I add to that a little bit?
Yes.
I actually made a mini lecture this morning. So it's only 8 slides, but it's my way of working. I can upload it later if someone else wants to. Shall I attach it to the screen, or is this big enough? Is that okay? Yeah, I have that. It just needs power behind you. It's so time consuming, hey? The technology.
Yes.